Speed.
Speeding.
Speeding.
Right. Well, this is only on one.
No, remember in Heavyweights when he's like, "Are we rolling?" He's like, "Speeding." He's like, "Does that mean rolling?"
He's like, "So, what does that mean?"
What the fuck? Hold on.
Welcome to the High Rise Podcast.
High Rise Podcast. Always pushing.
Any weapons in this house?
Definitely BB guns, because we're river rats. We're rivermen. All right, welcome back to High Rise Podcast, episode number 2, ED, erectile dysfunction.
Great intro.
Let's get into it.
We're back. We on the pod. Back again, baby. What do we got?
Fucking, the revamp.
No, what we got?
We got Squid Games. Nope. Everybody out there watching Squid Games, number one in 90 countries or some shit.
I don't know. I dabbled in it a little bit. It was like, I don't know. If I saw like half of it is good, I thought it was like, because it wasn't in English, right? It's like
Korean. Okay, so it's dubbed over, and there's subtitles, and the dubbing over and the subtitles do not match at all. It's like
I didn't really pay attention to that, honestly. It's like one of those ones that's like so good, you're just like into it somehow. Like, I don't know, it just hits the right fucking.
So we're not gonna do any spoilers, but I'm gonna tell you a little story about my introduction to Squid Games last week. Fucking. Roach is setting up for a little Chanel West Coast party here at the house. I'm hiding in my room working because I don't want to be involved in any of that shit. And like fucking editing these photos, and Braulio, one of our designers, comes in to just chill for a minute before he leaves. He starts telling me about Squid Games. I'm editing. He's like, "Yeah, man, you know, it's like this game, this Korean, it's like reality show." Immediately my brain thinks, I'm half Japanese, I just think of Asian reality shows. Like Japanese reality shows are outrageous as fuck,
it's like,
right?
Super gnarly, right?
Yeah, super off the wall, slapstick as fuck. So I'm thinking that this shit is gonna be a reality show. So he's telling me, you know, people just think of like someone playing hopscotch and they step on the wrong shit and they get capped. And I'm like, people are dying in this reality show? And I was like, turn around, I'm like, people are dying. And he's like, yeah, people, you know, like, whatever, they get shot or whatever. And so he keeps telling me about it. And he's like, you know, these games and there's billionaires and, you know, people are out on their luck and, you know, they get killed. I'm like, so they're murdering people on TV. And
you,
he's like,
you clarified it like five times.
Dude, at least five times. He's like, yeah. Like, and then I'm like, homicide. He's like, yes, they're killing these people. I'm like, on camera. He's like, yes, on camera. So they're setting up for the party. I look outside my room. I see Steven. Steven works for Roach. Steven's Korean. I'm like, yo, Steven, you Korean, right? Tell me about Squid Games. He's like, bro, I watched it twice. It's crazy. I'm like, they're killing people and shit? And he's like, yes, they're killing people. I'm like, how the fuck are they getting away with this? How
That's
are
funny
they getting
because
away
your
with
reaction
murder?
Is exactly what my reaction was when you told me.
Yeah, so my mind is blown, right? I go upstairs. Aaron's chilling in his room, not getting involved in Chanel West Coast at all either. And so I'm like, bro, we got some podcast material. If you heard of Squid Games, Aaron's like, it's everywhere. I've been hearing, seeing memes. Everybody's talking about it. I'm like, bro, they kill people on TV. I'm like, we're there. It's finally fucking Idiocracy, barbaric. Humanity has finally come to this. And I'm like, damn, is it because they're Asian that there's like a disconnect where they could think,
like,
it's okay?
And I was then, like, there's no way. Like, there's no fucking way. And you're like, yeah, I asked him like five times. I even asked the other guy too. And like, da-da-da. And I was like, wait, like, they like kill them in the show? Like, and you're like, yeah.
So
I'm like, really? I'm like, what? I'm like, this is insane. Like, there's no fucking way this is real. Like,
I'm like, Japanese, Korean reality shows.
But there's also like 2% chance, 1% chance that, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I'm never surprised. After living in this house, you would never be surprised at anything anymore. So I drive home, hour drive back to Long Beach. I call my girl, I'm like, Jen, we're watching Squid Games. They're fucking killing people and shit. And she's like, what? So I get home, we start watching the first 5 minutes of it. And I'm like, I don't know, this is kind of like bad acting. We look it up and it's like, no, it's fucking actors. Like, it's a show. I immediately.
Wait, so how many episodes is it?
I got lost. Yeah,
that's like a whole season.
But it was like the second to last one was only like 20 minutes or something like that. Like it was really short.
Yeah,
but
I like vaguely remember it, but it was, from what I remember, it was like entertaining and shit. It was good.
Yeah, it was cool. It wasn't like the most insane shit I saw, but it was pretty fucking good. I don't really get into series.
I don't watch shit. I don't watch YouTube every goddamn.
Me too. All I watch is fucking YouTube. Josh, we need to. Fucking, what's convert you to a YouTuber?
You culture yourselves with film and television.
Sorry, I'm a filmmaker, Josh. I make films that go on Instagram, 30 seconds long. So yeah, that was me thinking that Squid Games was actual murder.
And then like 11 o'clock that night, like, and then so he's telling me all this. I'm like, all right, I got to fucking watch this shit later. I got to check this shit out. Like, even though I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to watch people get fucking killed and shit. But I was like, I got to like check it out at least, you know? And then you text me and you're like, bro, it's fake. Fucking, it's actually like a TV show. I'm like, oh, very good. Like, so funny.
So I DM Braulio. I'm like, or I thought like, you were talking about real murder. And he's like, damn, that joint was good, huh?
Yeah, you high as hell. Yeah, you smoking.
So yeah, Squid Games.
That's so
Chinoa's Coast. We went to our homegirl Angela Mazzanti's wedding the other day. The boys rolled out. It was the first wedding held at a dispensary, at Empire Dispensary.
Dispensary looked pretty dope.
It was cool. It
looked pretty, sick, big, clean, nice. Like, I don't know.
Big ass ballroom in the back. I don't know what that was about. It seemed like it was like a fucking giant grow.
So you guys could smoke warehouse there and shit?
No. So we, it sure seemed like it was in the ceremony, it was in like the lobby of the dispensary. And then there was like a kind of warehouse ballroom thing behind it. We could chill out. It was pretty big. But it was cool. Everybody was there. Fucking all the homies showed up. It was like a bunch of the people that we worked with. Angela's like so deep in the cannabis and tattoo industry. So there's just a bunch of weed smokers and tattoo people running around everywhere. Bunch of good looking folks, you know. Yeah, it was cool. Angela's the shit. Angela Mazzanti is like one of the biggest influencers in cannabis and in the tattoo industry. And she's so fucking humble. And she does so much for other people. She works hard. She'll just like not even charge crazy rates just to, you know, develop relationships and do all that good shit that you're supposed to do.
We've worked with her for like a minute now, like, fuck, 6-7 years at least, something like that. It's been pretty crazy, but yeah, she's always been super consistent and just like super chill to work with, super humble. So congratulations to her. I couldn't quite make it out to the wedding, but it looks like you boys had fun. Fucking these fools just show up to the wedding dressed like fucking who knows what.
Darkwing Duck, bitch.
It was so funny because like I was watching somebody else's story and it was like the dance floor and whatever. And I like see Fish out of the corner of it. So I'm like, oh, so I keep watching. And then like literally Derek just strolls into the shot, like the funniest walk, like stroll, like just so like funny. And then like just has like this like fucking detective hat on with like his tie and like just looking like so proper. And then like I got it framed perfectly and it didn't fucking save on my phone. But it was like, you're like that or whatever. And Fish is just sitting right next to you in his wine shirt like this. Just with a joint, and it's just like high rise goes to a wedding, and then it's just like the next clip's like ears as our lawyer, like
our lawyer ears.
It's so funny.
Yep.
So yeah, it looks like you boys fucking.
Yeah, I thought that was my hat, and I wore it, and Jen saw somebody tag me in it. She's like, "You wore my fucking hat." I was like, "That's yours." I don't know. I'm gonna go to a wedding. I don't dress up, so I'm gonna have fun.
Yeah, I would have been fucked.
We're dumb and dumber.
Yeah, and for real.
Harry and Lloyd. All right, so Angela's wedding. Yeah, I've been to like 2 weddings in 4 days. I'm just like so charcuteried out, but I'm like, want more. 4 days in a row of the fattest charcuterie.
Dude, I know you've been fucking going to all the events.
Dude,
who had the best one?
Angela's was pretty good. Dude, the Green Street one was pretty ridiculous too.
So the Green Street building finally opened, kind of, right?
You didn't go because you're too busy?
How funny. Waiting 4 years for it to open, and then I don't fucking go to the opening. That's literally the funniest shit ever. But yeah, I don't, whatever. I've fucking been there 100 times. I'll be there every day. Like,
yeah,
whatever. Just, I'm not missing, you know what I mean? Whatever.
It's chill.
So so how was it? Like, was the whole building open, or was it just the restaurant part, or what?
No, like, it was like half the building. So there was like maybe two or three floors that were closed, and then... Yeah, the restaurant was crazy. It was completely built out.
Actually, insane.
When we were there like 2 months ago.
They built it up quick.
Yeah, there's nothing. You guys can go check it out. We have a vlog, Angela's wedding, and little couple minutes of us rolling around the new Green Street building.
Rolling around.
Just rolling around in the crowd. Just fucking rolling. So Gusto Greens is downstairs. It's beautiful. I guess they had the hemp flower temper. I didn't get one though.
Did
I didn't
like
know
they
were
doing it. Deep fry like weed leaves, right?
Is that what it's hemp. It's like hemp leaves.
Yeah, shit's fire. It's like chips.
It's like tempura fucking leaves. Hempura. So bomb. So yeah, that was the first floor. That has some cool like mocktails that were pretty dank. And then we went, second floor is just kind of open. There's nothing there. That's going to be the cannabis or whatever. The Damnation guys and Vinny and
Canvas.
Mm-hmm. And then I think like a few of the other floors were open. The one that was supposed to be Moto Lounge was open, and that's where I think that's just going to be like they'd probably still keep it like a lounge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had like fat charcuterie,
the
crazy salmons.
Yeah, they had that crazy fish. Was that a salmon?
It was a big ass salmon. It was like almost the size of this fucking table.
How do you eat that though?
No, so they put like a shit ton of like salt on it, and it
But they just lay it out like that. Like,
so
cool,
it
now
creates
what?
A crust, right? It's almost like dry aged thing. It? Yeah. So then they remove that and then they cut into it. And it was almost, to be honest, like, I don't know. I got some of the, you know, when you eat fish.
And like eat the eye or some shit.
That
just like,
but you know, when you eat fish and you eat like the kind of like a piece of dark shit. And that's when it's like really
fishy.
It's like
fishy. The crustier. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
it's
super
like
fishy.
Like a,
yeah. So I ate a piece like that and it was like the saltiest shit I've ever eaten in my life. But then the rest of it was pretty good. Like, yeah. But
Green Street always, they're always on their food shit.
Yeah. That's like Michelin star restaurant. So shout out to Gusto Greens. That's going to be on the ground floor of the Green Street building. So yeah, same shit. It's just all the same homies that were there. We're just kicking it with Capetta and Hope and fucking John brought his homie from the East Coast. They're super stoked on weed. So, you know, somebody from the East Coast getting to come check out the Green Street opening. Someone who's really passionate about cannabis. That's like,
yeah,
pretty
it's a
dope
cool experience. Yeah. That's dope. Hopefully we'll have our setup in there in the next couple months. Be in the new building.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be cool. There's going to be 50-plus cannabis brands in there. Michelin star restaurant, lounges. It's going to be like art gallery type spaces. Retail spot on the second floor where you can come get some glass and whatever smoking accessories you want. Maybe some vending machines with some cool shit in there. 7,500 square foot roof. They're going to be throwing events all the time. I mean, 50 brands in one building, you know, there's probably going to be at
be
least
a lot going on.
Yeah, at least one or two events a week. So
they're
going
to be cranking events out. Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
So it'll be the epicenter of cannabis in Los Angeles. We're really excited for that. Green Street, Gary V is involved in that shit. You guys know we love us some Gary Vaynerchuk. But I don't know. What else we got? Should we bounce? All over the place.
We bouncing today.
You go. How is Viola? How is the
we bouncing
Allen Iverson thing? Speaking of bouncing,
me and Josh bounced to a couple of things. What did we bounce to? We bounced to the Viola. How do you say it?
It's Viola. It's Viola. It's like Al Harrington's grandma or something like that. Was that?
Oh,
it?
Is that what
did
it is?
Did I hear that? Did I hear that this week?
Viola.
Young Josh.
Young Josh.
So yeah, how was the?
We went to Viola. Fucking. I don't know. It was cool. Fucking, it was like kind of popping. Like there's like there's a lot of people there, a lot of like the right people and shit, but the venue is just like kind of lackluster. It was like, it was just like a fucking random parking lot and they just like set up like a basketball court and like some shit. So definitely could have had a better venue, but the crowd was cool. Vibes were good. Flowers good. The fucking new Allison, the new Allison Iverson, the new Allison Iverson. Allen Iverson weed is pretty gas actually. So shout out to Viola. Fucking went there. They had a decent margarita. Give it like a,
wasn't spicy enough.
Like a 7.58 maybe out of 10 or so. Full basketball court.
I saw that and
mini
I had
dunk contest. I was
what?
Fairly tempted to get out there, but I just
wait on a small hoop.
Not to embarrass everyone.
Wait, on the 10 foot or on a lower?
No, it was hoop? Like a big boy, right? Yeah, regulation.
They had a dunk contest on a 10.
Did they or no? Am I tripping? Was I seeing things there?
It was half court.
But were they dunking or no?
Some dudes.
Yeah, it was just a dunk contest.
Dude.
Just not even a dunk contest at all.
When I
saw the stage, like, they were using it like as a
they're just flexing. They're just showing off and shit. Dude. Like,
When I saw the shit on the story, the hoop, I was like, God damn it. I saw Harrison go up for a shot, and I was like, what I would give to just.
I was going to always saw Harry there. Yeah, we're going to go shoot a couple buckets.
Just come up from behind him and just swat.
A little chaotic.
Get
I fuck
that
it.
Shit out.
Harrison.
Harrison is going to be our next guest on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, next
our boy.
Week we got our boy.
Harrison Baum, H-Bomb, the man, the myth, the legend, the high CEO, the man who started Daily High Club in his garage. $700.
Let's go.
Just sold that shit to High Tide for 10 mil.
Jig.
So we're going to have him on. Let's see if he wants to give us any money.
Yeah.
Every time. So, yeah, we're proud of him. And we want to have people on and, you know, share their stories with you guys of, you know, passionate cannabis consumers that decided to just pick a lane, not even, just pave their own lane. You know, we're so early in this industry and there's a bunch of cool people that we fuck with and they've managed to pave their own lane in this. And, you know, we encourage everybody to... You know, if you're
start
passionate about
cement.
This shit, let's go.
Pave that shit. Fucking Viola was sick. We went to, where did we go? Puffco.
Oh, you guys went to PuffCon.
That's what we did.
That's a good one.
So the next day we went to PuffCon. It was like PuffCo's, was that their first event? I think it was their first event. pretty cool. Like, honestly, I don't really dab or like have a puffco or smoke their shit, but I thought they had a good idea of like, they have a fucking strong community. I'll give them that. Like, it was like impressive to see, like, I don't know, like, just like a, like, they all are on the same shit. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Talking Terps had a, like, everybody had their little boost, and like, you could tell, like, people are going there for these specific things. Like,
just curated.
I don't know, really, just like, well, a very curated, like, community of people. You could just tell, you know what I mean? And it was cool because they made it like you had to have a Puffco to get in, which obviously helps curate that. And it's also a good way to sell fucking shitload of Puffcos for your concert or whatever. But like, same thing. Like, venue was like pretty cool. Like, they needed more shit. It was just kind of like boring. Like, the concert was great. Action Bronson killed it. The Talking Terp shit was fire. But like, there just wasn't really a lot going on. And it was a big area and it was kind of long. So it's like, I don't know. Just need more shit to do. You need more music. You need something. I don't know. Need a little more next time. But
oh, they didn't DJ.
Show. I mean, they did, but it was just like, it was like 100 degrees, nowhere to sit, hot as fuck, and just some chick DJing like super blank techno music at like 3 p.m. With nothing else going on. With like a food truck.
One food truck?
Maybe like three or four.
Yeah, Puffco's done probably the best job at branding their e-rig. I mean, they're the ones that put that shit on the map, and everybody else is trying to, you know, continue to copy what they're doing. And
yeah, it's like fucking what? Puffco, Candy Pens, and G Pen or some shit. Well, I was like, how funny would it be? Because it's just like, there's just a line of like 200 people like waiting to buy their shit, like all Puffco'd out. And like, we're just sitting in this little thing, and I'm like, dude, how funny if I just busted like my pink aura and just like, you know what I mean?
And take
like
a 1,000 degree dab.
It's like, it's super lit.
Yeah, because what did they do? They're like, if you brought, you got in for free if you brought your Puffco, because then like they scan your serial number and like get your info or something like that.
Yeah, shit like that, yeah. Luckily, we had we're with the plug. Okay, so we go to the fucking Puffco thing, and like, we get there early, so it's kind of boring because there's nothing to do. We get there like 3, the concert starts at 8. It's like, let's go to the fucking bar. So I literally type in like bar, and it's like dive bar. Like, perfect, right up our alley. It's like 0.3 miles. Like, let's go. So we fucking go. Our Uber pulls up to the Intercontinental, the fucking like biggest building hotel in LA, like gnarliest shit. We go to the fucking, what, the 72nd floor. Literally went to like the top of this building, like exit walk. There's a bar with just like glass fucking surroundings. We're literally looking down on all the buildings in LA. It was this crazy. I was like,
did you go with Wonder Bread Josh, or is he there?
Yeah, no, it was me, Josh, and Josh. Damn, I was with double Josh's.
Josh and Josh.
Damn, I was fucking J'd up that day. but it was like sick as fuck. And then like, but it got to the point where me and Josh literally couldn't look at it. I was getting like motion sickness.
Oh, you're getting vertigo and shit.
Like, I couldn't, like, I don't know, I couldn't do it. Like, and same with him, he's like getting all dizzy and like weird. But bro, it was a trip. Like, it was like literally like you're at the top of LA, like just looking down on like everything. So it's pretty sick.
That's dope. We should go back. That's just Intercontinental. Is that easy? You just walk in. You're like,
usually you just walk in, take the elevator. We like walk in the elevator. Some chick's like, ooh, do you work with Wonder Bread? Like, all fucking up on Josh's shit. He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's marketing like, director. Gang. Not a big deal.
Gang shit.
All right.
But yeah,
speaking of
fun shit,
Wonder Bread, this is a transition into the Justin Bieber cannabis.
Oh, so we got Mr. Bieber's in the weed game finally with kind of a random partner, in my opinion. I feel like you're fucking Justin Bieber. You're like the dopest shit. You're the biggest shit. You're the biggest name. Like, one of them, at least, you know. And he partnered with Palms, which is like nothing against Palms, whatever. Fucking Palms. But like, I don't know. I'd expect some like doper shit from fucking Bieber, like a doper brand, a higher like quality
so
fucking strain. Like, I don't know.
Is it just
like
a strain? Is it a brand?
So I think it's Peaches Pre-Rolls or Peaches Flower or both. I'm not sure. But so I think I'm pretty sure it's Pre-Rolls though with Peaches. Yeah. I like the name's cool, but it would have made way more sense to just do Peaches with fucking Wonder Bread.
Facts, because they already have the Peaches.
Like, that would have been the alley-oop, and they already work with Homeboy who does Bieber's music shit. Like, so I don't know, but
yeah, it's pretty surprising.
But whatever, fucking see how it goes. I'm sure it'll fucking do well.
What do you think about the people tripping out on Instagram, like Bieber can post and we can't post and blah 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 blah?
What did he? I didn't even see. Did he post it on his shit?
Yeah, he posted right. Like, it's just like a product shot, like of the pre-rolls or something like that.
Yeah,
and then I mean, barely remember, you know what I'm saying? So
Not very memorable.
Not very memorable product shot. So Peaches, holler at High Rise if you need some of that sweet, sweet content.
Do that Peaches and Cream, baby.
So what? Didn't people were tripping out? I didn't see people. Apparently, a bunch of people were tripping out, and then John Capetta from High Times just went on this rant on his
story. Tripping out in a good way or a bad way?
Bad way. Like, Bieber's allowed to post it, and we're shadow banned. And
blah, oh, about blah, blah, blah. The posting.
Yeah, yeah. And then Capetta just went off on his story. It was like,
it's like, yeah, Bieber's allowed to do a lot of things you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, and
do whatever the fuck you want. You
know, we all know that we're doing some shit that's against terms anyway.
And that
like,
part too,
the way we look at it, you know, where everybody's shadow banned, everybody's fucked. We're getting post deleted. We really have to go around the algorithm and be strategic with what we post, because anything could get deleted. We could lose our account, which is, you know, definitely nobody wants that. But we know we're not supposed to be doing this shit. Like, we're skateboarders. We grew up fucking grinding on people's ledges and vandalizing, jumping over fences, trespassing, jumping over people's fucking roof gaps and shit. Literally skating on people's houses. And they're like, sorry, we didn't know we couldn't skate here. Didn't you see the sign? We're like, what sign? Yeah, oh, the one about? That's right here? No, officer, I didn't. I'm sorry. So, yeah, same shit. Weed, Instagram. We're in the same boat. We're,
yeah,
you know, just be strategic with your shit.
Just let fucking Bieber smoke some pre-rolls in peace.
Yeah, just like let Bieber smoke weed and just get more people into the industry. And the more people that come into the industry, you know, the better for all of us. So
what's like one person or thing? Like, what's like the dopest brand you can imagine weed-wise that could possibly be made?
You like mean
fucking,
like
Drake launches a thing, or like fucking Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Like the dopest person, or like the dope, you know what I mean? Like, what would be like the craziest shit? Like,
shit.
That'd be a good
That's
one,
you guys. Yeah. I'm not a huge Kid Cudi fan.
Well, even like you'd think Bob Marley or like whatever, but like all his shit's, I can't fucking talk tonight. God damn it. All his shit's like flopped. Or not flopped, but it's not like
brand wise.
Nobody
in
fucking
cannabis.
Gives a fuck. You know what I mean? It's just like whatever. Like, it's not like a dope ass cracking brand, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting how this
dude
like
is. That, that's the name. That's the stunner name is Bob Marley.
Same with Tommy Chong. Or it's Tommy not like Chong, too, Chong's right. Choice is like the hottest shit in
Super,
the streets,
yeah.
You know?
Or,
or is it?
Yo, you got that Chong's Choice, son.
Dude,
that's so funny.
But yeah, I don't know. Who could put some shit out? I mean, so far, I think of people that have done it, Iverson is a great pickup.
That was
like,
sick. Yeah,
that's
that was a
fucking
good one.
Hall of Fame basketball player, cultural icon. Like, that dude. That's huge. Like, shout out Eller Harrington for making that shit happen. That's fucking huge. And I mean, it's not far off though. Like, cultural icon, tattoos, cornrows, headbands, shooting sleeves, baggy clothes. Like, he's
no,
the
he's
one
like
that,
perfect. It's yeah, like, and it's actually good weed too. It's mm-hmm. like actually good product, you know? Like,
yeah, we've been seeing some fire celebrity strains forever. It's always just been kind of
whatever. Yeah.
But this, we've been getting the Birkins. We've been working with Winter Circle Genetics.
Low key, that's like top five of my favorite weeds. It's a fucking Birkin shit. Dude, it's like, I love that weed. It's so good. Like, everything about it.
The 19... Fire. So that's Quavo's brand, Birkins. And then they have this 1942, which is insane. It was
too,
crazy.
Yeah.
Josh had an eighth, and I popped open the Mylar. I was like, yo, this smells like perfume.
Hey, what about that watermelon mimosa?
Oh, watermelon mimosa. That timber shit's hitting the streets here in the next few weeks. So make sure to hit your licensed dispensary for that timber.
Trees falling all over the place.
So, celebrity brands. Who else, Josh? Who do you think has done a good job with celebrity brands? Because we got the Birkins, the Quavo, and the Viola was good.
You know, honestly, yeah, that's about it.
The Billy Ray Cyrus.
We're waiting on it.
The slapper of all slappers.
We're waiting on this goddamn Billy Ray Cyrus Lowell Farm shit. They keep hitting us up, and we're like, we don't want to work with you unless you give us the Billy Ray.
You don't even have to pay us.
We want the Billy Ray.
Just pay us in Billy Ray's flowers.
Please. we're killing it. Episode 2. Iverson into the NBA. These
didn't
transitions
they, what
are
you saying
are
about
great.
Yeah, the NBA is fucking testing some fools or some shit. What's going on?
No, they're not testing these fools. Not
so, wait, I thought that was always a thing, was like the NBA was always like the chillest one because they didn't care or something? Or no?
I mean, I think they're the chillest ones because, like, everybody's always smoked weed. And, like, when you look at it from – okay, so I listen to all these basketball podcasts. I don't know how much of this is just anecdotal for me following basketball my whole life and listening to this shit. But, like, first off, this is your product. You pay these dudes millions of dollars. People come to watch, pay to watch these fools play ball.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want to do is just take your product off the market, right? Dudes have been smoking weed in the NBA forever. This is like not a new thing. Like go back to the 80s, whatever. So they protect that shit. Apparently it's like one of those things that, from what I've heard on podcasts, that you kind of only get in trouble if you get in trouble in the public with the media and stuff. Like it's not that big of a deal.
Just keep it on the fuck low and you're good kind of
thing. Yeah, if you get in trouble with the cops or whatever, then they're going to make you go to like a class or something, like some class shit, and then fine you, and then maybe that happens again, and then maybe you get suspended or something. But the last thing they want to do, and the NBA is the most progressive league of all the professional leagues.
Their fucking marketing is like so on point compared to fucking whatever, baseball and fucking football and whatever.
They always pivot every year. They adapt. They're like with the culture. Like it's, they stand for, you know, minority culture, like POC. Like the NBA fucking kills it. Adam Silver, always invited to the cookout. Like everybody loves that fool.
Did you see what the fuck is? And that just brought about something I saw. Did you think too many things in my brain going on? Okay, the NHL, they fucking I forget what title they gave him, but they brought in that fucking TikTok kid as like head of marketing or like brand, like whatever the fuck. They gave him some like crazy title at the NHL, like, because NHL is stale and it's fucking dying and nobody gives a fuck about NHL. And this kid's from Canada. It's the Josh Richards kid that Stu Fry was cooking for.
Oh, that kid that's always
like
around.
30 million fault. Like he's just like top 10, like most like
that kid that's always
cracking
here?
Kids. No, no, no.
There's a different Josh.
Different Josh.
That
yeah.
That pulls up with him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This kid's like super famous or whatever, but he's like 17 or 18 and NHL literally gave him like this crazy marketing title position partnership, whatever. And just to bring awareness to the NHL, just to bring young eyes to the NHL, to make it cool.
Very
relevant.
Good.
You know what I mean? It's
very
like,
good. That's like NBA's always done that. At the All-Star game, there's like 2 Chainz and J. Cole and Quavo sitting
to get all the relevant like culture fucking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like so fitting. Like music in the NBA goes hand in hand. Same with the NFL, but the NFL's run differently. Like the NFL and the Major League Baseball is like so... Like, well, Major League Baseball is just traditional pastime. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Personally, I feel like they just need to adapt and, you know, do things to fucking speed the game up or do whatever. Because in basketball, they change the rules every single year to make
that's
it...
That's how can we improve, get better,
yeah,
get more exciting.
Make it more exciting for the fans, you know? And then the players improvise on that, and then they adapt to that, and then they'll create new shit where, like, Harden will create new... dribbles and, you know, new crossovers or ways to get draw fouls or whatever. So it's just constantly adapting. But yeah, NBA, no more weed testing. Fucking let these fools smoke. Who knows? That'll be interesting to see if some of these players will be allowed to have endorsements with cannabis companies. Like,
probably not. Or at least not yet. Because it's all the corporate shit. It's just the federal corporate fucking
like,
shit.
Obviously, if you ride for like Jordan or Nike, ride for like skateboarding. Like, if you.
How does the Viola shit work?
Well, everybody's
they can't
retired.
They just wear the merch, but they don't like they can't openly promote it.
What do you mean?
Like any of the NBA players that are active.
Yeah.
Like they could probably wear the merch, but yeah. They probably couldn't like.
No. But that might like, change, you know?
But that's also smart as fuck. That's all you need is like branding and awareness. You have all these fucking cracking homies wearing all your fucking shit. Like it's I don't know.
Yeah. Bobby Portis, like on the championship parade this past year, like on the float. When the Bucks won, he had like a hat and Viola shorts, like blasted,
yeah,
holding the fucking trophy. So, I don't know. Obviously, for the big dudes, you know, if you smoke, like KD isn't going to be able to, he's sponsored by Jordan or Nike or whatever, he's not going to be able to,
yeah, exactly,
to do it.
That's
but
what fucking Rama was telling me one time, or whatever. He's like, when you get to like the bigger, like anytime someone has a corporate sponsor, because we're talking about the dog face thing or whatever, and like he's like, oh, if Ocean Spray or whatever, like. Whatever the fuck it's called, like sponsors him. He's like, they're not gonna let him fucking do like a legal fucking weed thing because like the corporate shit will like whatever.
Yeah,
it's too like, much liability or too much risk on their end or something or I don't know.
Yeah, it's like or take our $2 million and don't go take that $30,000.
Yeah,
you know, Ocean Spray's like, we'll pay you to not take that shit.
Yeah, for real.
Ocean Spray. I don't know. What do you guys think? Did like the partnership with Ocean Spray and
Dogface was cracking for like 6 months, 8 months.
I mean, he's still like
faded out.
He people still remember him. He's still like that meme.
He'll
know?
Always be a meme character, whatever guy. Yeah.
Did he get an Ocean Spray contract? I don't think he did.
Yeah,
like
he
a commercial or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, and they bought him a car and shit. They like gave him like a company.
He had
car
another. Who was that one? He had Hometown Buffet or some shit.
What's the one with Snoop?
Or he had one with some like restaurant.
He has one with
shit.
Snoop.
It's like some like cafe, like or some shit. Yeah. Some like random shit.
All right, so that's it for this episode.
We have we should do questions. There's a bunch of questions on the, oh, was on there? The episode.
All right, Joshy,
there's at least like five or ten or some shit. Wait,
go to the last episode of the podcast, and then there should be a couple questions on the. That's perfect. We're at 30 minutes flat right now.
Cool.
Yeah. Did it say same shit? It's movie stop recording. Yeah, I think that was exactly at 30 minutes. So I think it records for 30 minutes. Oh, it does. Go to YouTube's fool. So what do you got there? Marathon OG. That's that Nipsey Hussle.
Shout out Cure Company. They hooked us up with some weed the other day, and it's fire as fuck.
What did you roll us up here, Josh?
They have all the fucking gas OG shit.
That smells good. This is gassy.
Dude, this one's insane. This is one they're like famous for, though, right? The Marathon OG. Yeah.
It's a Nipsey.
This shit's fucking stupid fire.
Yeah. Bro, this is like...
That's like the best OG, like some of the best OG for sure.
It's like sour and like so OG, fire. Like a little like... Not like citrus, but a little like lemon.
I had some other OG that some just regular, I don't know, whatever OG. It's pretty bomb, but that one's like next level.
That's the heavy shit.
I have a question. What is the most expensive piece you've ever bought?
Oh, I think I answered that on the comments, but.
Most expensive piece I ever bought.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't bought shit. I bought a bubbler for $50 back in the day, and that was like the most I've probably ever spent. And then I just bought some like pearls and pills for my Terp Slurper that was like $50.
What kind of pills did you get?
Some pearls, fool. Yeah, I got that shit was like $50, but we're pretty. What about you?
I spent like $3,000 on pills one time.
Got pearls
Percocet,
and pills.
I got Xanax, Oxycontin. Dude, I spent like $400, $300. I spent $300 or $400 on a bong one time. I spent like $200 on a bong one time. I've spent like, I probably bought like 10 $40 bubblers. I probably bought like 10, like $10 to $30 pipes. Yeah. That's about it. Yeah. I'm just thinking of all the like shit when I was younger, like going to the smoke shop and buying shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Recently, I haven't bought in fucking. Goddamn thing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I haven't bought too much shit.
All right, next question. Any tips for an accountant trying to get in the industry?
Dude, I've been like answering all these questions in the comments instead of saving them for the
podcast. Accountant in the industry is easy. You literally just fucking go to every goddamn event, go hang out with all the people in the industry, and fucking, if you're smart and you're a good accountant, like people need you. Figure it out.
That's pretty much what I put in, exactly what I put in the comments.
Just go talk to people and fucking help them, and they're gonna realize you're smart and they need you. And
if you want to do anything,
dial down that specific thing for cannabis. So be a cannabis accountant, dial that niche in, and then fucking run it up.
Exactly. Just if you want to do anything, just start going to events. It doesn't matter. Just go to any mixer. Just get involved with people that are doing shit. If there's like a local bar, and if you live in a state where it's legal,
go start drinking immediately.
Yeah. Go. You know, all the people hang out there after work, go there. You know, there's like fucking meetups, there's seshes, whatever. Just go anywhere. Just talk to people. You're passionate, you got a skill. You know, develop that skill, get good at it, get better than other people, and then that's it. You know, get a couple jobs under your belt, word will spread, and boom, you're in business.
What is your goal in 5 years in the weed game? Like, what's the one thing y'all want to accomplish?
I don't know. We have a lot of things we're looking to accomplish here. I don't know. Probably building out more of, like, the high-rise, like, platform kind of side of things and more original high-rise content and kind of getting the agency shit more like
dialed in
so we have
projects.
More time to do original content and more like doper fucking shit we could spend more time on and more creative shit. And then obviously like we want to have some of our own brands which we're working on. And then yeah, I don't know, just fucking keep building the community, building the industry.
Yeah, ears are saying people, our lawyer ears, he's saying that people keep asking, like, dude, what is their end game? Like, what is high-rise end game? And he's like, fucking there is no end game, dude. It's like,
I don't even think about it. It's just like, it's so early in this shit. Like, there's so much shit to do. Like, so much, like, I don't know. I just don't even think about it. I'm like, I'll think about that shit later. You know what I mean? Like, right now is not the time to think about that.
Yeah, I just want to like keep grinding until I like wake up out of this fucking grind and I'm like wearing a dashiki playing my fucking what did I just buy? Tongue drum, you know, in a fucking teepee somewhere.
Dude, that thing's so sick.
So yeah, I just want to be like an old hippie, and how do I get there? It's just through this helping build this cannabis industry with everybody. It's just so young, dude. Like, who fuck knows where we're going to be in 5 years? Like, we're in a pretty good position right now, and we just get to fucking work really hard and have fun and create all day and work with cool brands and cool people and continue working hard and see where it takes us, you know? Like, a couple ideas. Like, Aaron and I have always kind of, like, envisioned a bunch of this shit, but it was never on a whiteboard. It was never on a vision board or anything. It's just saying stuff to each other throughout the years, like, we need to get an event space, or we need to do this, or we need to do that. And there's never been like a huge emphasis on anything. It's just continue to work hard, and those opportunities come because you're working hard and you're meeting people and you're trying not to burn bridges. And then next thing you know, you just have like a lot of options and kind of pivot wherever you want to fucking go. But yeah, I would say just develop one skill, and that's it, to start. Get good at one fucking skill. Let that shit take you places, and then from there you can get good at whatever, because you learn how to get good at one thing, you can get good at anything, you know?
Yeah.
But if you can't get good, if you're like a master of all trades, you're never good at one thing, like, you know, you're never going to learn how to get good at something. Just fucking master one thing, and then boom, you can take that shit to anything else. Have value, bring it to somebody else, and then we rolling. Anything else? Is that it, Josh? That's it. 36 minutes. We'll go another like 10.
What else we got?
Have anything? We'll talk about Chick-fil-A.
Talk about Chick-fil-A. Should we buy chubby trees?
Ooh. Maybe we should wait for the.
Wasn't there another event we did? No.
Probably. Weddings. I don't know. It's been non fucking stop, man. I don't even like every.
What's coming up?
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about some shit.
FJ BizCod?
All right, so yeah, fucking. What else we got? So this week, what are we doing? We're going to go. So we have our fucking weed line, Timber, high-rise official fucking licensed weed, gas, coming out. It's getting close. We're going to go visit our facility. All of our shit's grown aeroponically, which I'm going to just pretend like I know exactly what that means. It means that it's like the best way to grow weed ever, I'm pretty sure. So they're going to go document that on Wednesday. They're going to go get a little facility video, show you guys a little behind the scenes on some of the weed we got coming out. And honestly, some of this shit like is fire. Like, it's testing 35-36%. We got some fucking watermelon mimosa, some cocoa pebbles. We got some bubba, just all kinds of shit coming out. So that's going to be dope to go see that live in action, get some dope content. We have Las Vegas, MJ BizCon. We're going to be out there for the week. Fucking floating around, see what we get into. Catch me at the craps table. Catch me with Larry in the limo.
Larry shut down though, huh?
Is it?
Or no, he died. And then he shut down. He died last year, right?
Did he?
Old Larry?
Old Larry boy?
Gosh. Is our boy Larry alive? Oh,
no, I'm really going to. I'm going to have to go pay my honor. I'm going to have to go pay my respects.
Go where?
Oh, what a damn. That's crazy. How did I not hear about that? How was I not notified? How come no one told me?
The podcast back then. Talk about this.
Yeah, MJ BizCon, fucking. So we have interesting history with MJ BizCon here at Hires.
Should we talk about it?
Of course. So we tried to go to MJ BizCon like what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yes. Okay, I get them confused because we always have issues with all the Las Vegas trade shows.
Yeah, nobody ever wants to have us for some reason.
We're just there trying to vlog and show it to y'all, 245,000 subscribers. Like, hey, check
out
this fucking show.
We ain't trying to have fun. We ain't trying to hurt no one.
Yeah. We're trying to not expose in a bad way, but we're trying to share your event with all of our followers, guys.
Yeah. We literally pulled up, and so this company paid us, like, they're like, yo, come out to Vegas, like, promote our shit at MJ BizCon. Like, we'll get you tickets, hotel, da-da-da, whatever. This company literally spent all this money. Like, tickets are like $400 each. So, like, it's, like, four of us or five of us or whatever. Like, we all pull up with Mr. Weedy. We're all, like, fucking having Mr. Weedy all dressed up. And we take literally two steps into the fucking shit. Literally two steps into the hall. And, like, immediately two security guards, like, run up on us. One of them was being, like, mellow. The other one was just being, like, the biggest fucking asshole you can imagine. Just, like, what are you doing? Who are you with? Take your badges off. I'm calling the police. Just like everything.
Top flight.
And we're like being chill as fuck. We're like, bro, like, sorry. Like, sorry, man. Fuck. Like, God damn it. Like, we'll just take it off, dude. Like, it's not a big deal. Like,
he's trying to get us arrested. We're like, yo, go put it in the car. He's like, no, give me your badge. Like, the cops are on their way. We're like, what the fuck, bro?
Dude, just like tripping on us. And then like, whatever. We like go to leave and we're like leaving. We're outside of the venue, walking away from the venue. And they come out with two other security guards and they escort us back inside the venue with a sheriff. They walk us through the entire convention center surrounded. Like, there's like two cops in front, two in the back, whatever it was. Like, everybody's just staring at us. Like, well, as they're escorting us through the hall.
Everybody's trying to get pictures at that point because you're seeing a 6-foot weed leaf running through a cannabis trade show. And everybody's like, let me take a picture. And the cops are like stiff arming people. Like, security's like, nah, you can't take a picture.
We're just laughing. We're just like, this is fucking the funniest thing.
Just vlogging the whole thing. It's just a joke. It's making the.
Like, we're going to call the cops. I'm like, cool. I'm like talking to the sheriff out front. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm just like, I'm like not scared at all right now. Like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. Like, walked us through. Then we go outside. We're chilling outside. That's when I talk to the sheriff. And then whatever, after talking to him for like 5 minutes, he's like, all right, just whatever. Just leave. I'm like, yeah, no problem. Like, fucking, that's what I've been trying to do.
Like,
for
2 hours.
Idiots everywhere, always.
So that was the first time.
And then so since then, I haven't even attempted to go back into the trade show, but I've been to probably like 3 or 4 of the events, like, or gone out there for it, but like not even gone to the fucking shit.
Yeah.
So like, but anyways, like, fuck MJ BizCon, like, straight up, like, who cares? I mean, not whatever. It's not my cup of tea, you know what I mean? But like, I don't like what I'm trying to say is I don't have any interest going there. I don't need to go there.
You don't have business.
I ain't gonna go buy no like extraction fucking lab equipment or like go talk to some. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a
look
fuck.
Look for an investor.
I'm gonna like be at the fucking pool, like chilling at the bar, playing craps with like the fucking owner of whoever the fuck. That's what I'm gonna do. Catch me at the bar, craps table,
shark bar. Where you guys staying? Tom's,
come on,
baby.
We got the suite, the same Tom's spot place, we got baby. Every time.
Dude, it's so sick going out to those trade shows. Just we end up at the Palms place all the time, and it's like the residential. Best. So it's like the Palms. It's like it's regular hotel shit, really nice. Got the casino on the other side of the parking lot. There's the Palms place, which is more residential, bigger suites, but you can book them on Airbnb. So
that's
way
the hack
cheaper.
Right there. We've been running that for like
yeah,
2-3 years.
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. If you guys go to Vegas, Airbnb, Palms place, you guys could get stupid suite for like $160. You can get a dope ass room for like $70 to $90 before the fees. Like it's
pretty crazy.
So sick. Like
it's like a half to a third of the price of if you got like a dope hotel on the strip or some shit. And it's like doper than the shit. It's just like 3 minutes off the strip or something.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because there's like no casino directly at the bottom. So if you want to go home and just chill, you're not gonna get like pulled in.
Yeah.
And
it's nice too. They got like the bar, the restaurant, casino. Like it's cool. It's a dope spot.
And then during these trade shows is awesome because you're in the fucking hotel and
you're
get
mingling with everyone. Like that's where the value's at. As I was trying to say, it's like it's everywhere. You know, it's
You literally like get in the hotel to go downstairs and fucking Queen Sin and Renee are in the hotel. We're like, what the hell? They're like, yeah, we're fucking 3 floors below you. Whatever, whatever. And you just hop from room to room and just kick it with all the homies and smoke, take dabs. Chill, go downstairs, gamble, lose a bunch of money, have some more fun.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Get back to Vegas. That last time we were there was for the Bud Tender Awards, the G4 Live X.
Travis
Bud
Barker.
Tender.
Thing. Travis Barker was sick.
That was dope as fuck. That fool fucking killed it. And that like, that venue was dope. The fucking beach stage bar venue, cabana, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. That shit was cool.
Travis Barker just freestyled to. The DJ is playing Drake and Bobby Shmurda and all this stuff. And Travis Barker is
just like rapping. He's just like rapping. So
bars. Yeah. He's just playing drums for like 45 minutes. It was sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, G4, we did that.
We go to that trade show.
We did that.
Yeah, didn't quite make it inside that trade show.
Oh, you didn't go.
I didn't even go inside.
We did.
I know.
Jackson wore a crop top for like
oh
3 hours.
Oh my God. That was epic. Yeah. Jackson, our filmer, walked around and filmed the entire trade show wearing a female crop top with his entire belly showing.
He won at the Rove booth, you know, participating in the festivities.
This is so funny.
Vegas shows.
So, yeah, fucking, we were going to do an after party, but we have like 5,000 things other that we're doing, so we're not going to do it. Sorry. Next time, though, maybe we'll do an after party. A lot of people are hitting me up though that are like doing parties or like our homie Pete is going to get us a suite again. Pete's suite volume 2.
Wait, where do you have this suite friend, last time?
Pete, and he always has amazing sweets. He has like really good mushroom chocolates, and he also has really good like venues.
What suite? What suite did he get you in Vegas?
He's going to get us a high roller link. Mm. One of those like link, like pod things or something. I don't know. He's saying he like, wants to go in or some shit. So
what does that even
might
mean?
Do that. And then like a couple other homies have some shit they're doing. For 50 people. It's like the glass, like dome Ferris wheel link. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's like
no, we're not rich, dude.
Is it called Ferris wheel? If that's a correct term, what's the London Eye? It's called.
Bro, what are you? These words you're saying?
Like I'm a fucking alien with five heads on. Like y'all fucking never been on a Ferris wheel?
How many Ethereum do you have, dude? You're part of some secret society club. I don't know about.
No, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
You're in some secret Shopify fucking exclusive
Ferris wheel. That's what I said 12 times. That's what I'm saying.
Is it the giant one that was like outside of the flamingo?
It's attached to the link.
Is it that big ass one? That's the big Ferris
wheel. The only Ferris
wheel. Okay. Case fucking solved. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There you go. See those pods?
Yeah, yeah.
You can fit like 30, 40 people in them.
What? Oh, you have like a bar. And you have like a bartender and shit, right?
Nah. I think there's a bartender, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a bartender.
Some shit. So yeah, that's like a homie wants to do that, and another homie that the one homie that brought us the sushi chef.
Oh yeah,
he's trying to go fucking party. Capri's out there. He wants to party. We got a lot of good party. A
lot of squirrels out there.
We got a lot of squirrels out in Vegas. So stay tuned for that.
Sure, we'll come back with some stories.
We got.
I'm gonna stay home.
I know.
Wait, when is that?
That's the 19th.
Okay, so I'm gonna be gone this weekend. I'm going to the Dome and Joshua Tree.
Oh, you're going to go on a little squirrel retreat.
I'm going skid squirrely. I got the tongue drum coming in the mail from Amazon.
That's so funny.
Got this fucking dome.
Wait, so what, you rented like you got like Airbnb or what?
Yeah, I was just cruising Airbnb. It's my chick's birthday tomorrow. And we're like trying to do some shit because we don't do shit with our lives except for work. And she's like, I'm like, fuck it. Let's look at Joshua Tree because we've already tried looking everywhere else.
They have a bunch of dope ass Airbnbs on Joshua Tree.
And there's like this dome is like $600 a night, and we saw it. It's like $250 a night. I'm like, no way, because it's like a couple nights out. It's only like two or three nights away.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things that they had to like approve it or whatever. I couldn't just book it. They had to be like review. Is it always? It's not always like that, right?
No, they always make you review it. Or like the last like five, six times I've done it for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They usually like approve it like no super what. Fast.
Yeah, exactly. Give me your money.
Exactly. But your part's like vet or whatever.
So it's a sick ass, big ass dome. It's like this big white dome, and it has a loft in it, and you sleep in the loft, and I guess there's like maybe some couch thing in the middle, because like when you're in the middle of the dome, it echoes all crazy. Mm. So I bought that fucking tongue drum. I'm being that bitch fucking.
That's fucking lit.
Sunglasses just bring,
all you need is a pathfinder and a tongue drum.
That's what I'm saying.
Just bring the pathfinder and the tongue drum.
Pathfinder four.
And a kayak.
DJ pathfinder. Oh,
just
I'm
put the kayak in the living room with the drum. You're just like.
In a kiddie pool.
Dude, oh my god, that's gonna be lit. When was the last time I went to Joshua Tree? I went there like a while ago. Took some mushrooms and shit. It was fun.
Yeah.
Got like a dope little fucking. We didn't even get a dope, like, we got like a fucking kind of like a shitty one, but it was like cool. It was like an old school kind of like thing.
Yeah, it's windy out there.
Storms are brewing. It looked crazy today. It's like all smoky and foggy and like windy and fucking.
Overcast this
it's like
morning.
A lightning storm the day before that, and fucking, there's sick. Like all kinds of weird shit brewing in Beverly Hills. It's
crazy. This is the end, and we're up here this in is Beverly the Hills. End. Shit. All right, guys, this is the end of this podcast. Thank you guys for watching. You guys know to like, comment, subscribe. We're gonna probably try to get all this shit up onto Spotify and Apple and all that stuff once I get this RSS shit figured out.
Next week, mark your fucking calendars, because we have the one and only H-Bomb in the motherfucking building, baby.
He's going to teach you how to
from
turn
700 to 10 milli. Let's go.
Taking notes. Till then, you guys know what to do. Keep pushing. Keep rising.
We're out.
All right.
All right.
Episode 2, baby.
Episode 2.
49 minutes. In the books.